But anyway, we got the line of credit and decided we had to haul our equipment in from what is now the 40-mile junction outside of Tok, because the Taylor Highway wasn't in there. So we freighted everything out to that location, and early one morning we kissed our wives goodbye and went on our way to get to Walker's Fork and Boundary. Well, it was a kind of a long trip. It took us 17 days because we had the best equipment on the road, but we were hauling a slick plate and a sluice box overland, and any of you guys have been out in the woods in the snow, well, you know what kind of a problem that resulted in, and it was a tough one, but we made it. And that's the first time I saw what wolves do when they get some caribou on a river. Our route was up to Mount Fairplay, and then we switched over to the 40-mile river structure, and when we hit the river, it was good going for most of the time. And then every once in a while, you'd see about three or four or five caribou with nothing but their guts ripped open and their tongues eaten, their hearts eaten, and the wolves would keep on going down the creek and catching them on the slick ice, and that would be the end of the caribou. Anyway, I digressed there a little bit. I think I've got all that in. Anyway, we acquired more ground on Canyon Creek and Davis Creek and Poker Creek. These are all in the same general area of the operation on Walker's Fork. There was a small dredge on Canyon Creek, so I was tapped to get that into operation. Stampy was on Jack Wade Creek and Schmidt and Herbert on Walker's Fork, with Herbert being our lead engineer looking for more ground. I also took care of all the bookwork and the payrolls and the income tax and so forth. There was a dredging company just over the hill in Canada from Walker's Fork. They were having trouble, and we could see that the operation would probably be up for grabs soon. We acquired that operation. Oh, and before I go to the 60 mile, I want you to know that in 3 years, we repaid that $80,000 to the NC company. The third and final check was a little tough to give to them. It was in implements of $20,000 with $30,000 going on the top, or whatever it comes out to. And I walked in with the check with my oldest daughter, Ina, and by that time, Mr. Preston had retired. And the next man in charge, no name mentioned, I was sure hoping that he would say, well, you don't have to pay at all, you know, because we hadn't had too good of a season, but we'd made a deal, and that's the way it was going to be. So I handed him a check, and he says, yeah, well, on the way out, you can have your little girl get a candy bar.